Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My fellow slaves of the global plantation, Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't make it fun. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. Were there anything worse than living in a global high-tech police state run by AI and child trafficking Satanists? It's Vinnie's jokes. And my very special guest joining me today, and the call-in lines are open, ladies and gentlemen, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Before we get to our guest, the wonderful Janice Barcello. Is it Barcello? I think it is. Is it?
You could say it that way. I say Barcello, but if you like Barcello, that works for me.
I mean, it sounds more like a some kind of, I don't know, what would you call it? Some Sicilian dessert, you know? Hey, get me some Barcello over here, you know? It would have gone nice, but they're good Bordeaux. Anyway, we've got a number of little bits of housekeeping to do just before we come to you, Janice. So if you want to comment on it, here we go, here you go. The VinnieEastwoodShow.com, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't captured up the full show today or any other shows that you want to, you can go there and just go to the latest tab. And on there is our wonderful sponsors. And, of course, the Day Democracy Died banner, the big blue banner there, which shows the documentary of myself and Billy TK getting arrested. Now, our appeal is on the 31st of July here, starting at about 10 a.m. at the Auckland High Court, and you can search up that event on Facebook, Billy TK and Vinnie Eastwood Appeal. If you would like to sign the petition at change.org, Justice for Billy TK and Vinnie Eastwood is the name at change.org. We've got over 12,000 signatures and we're trying to get to 15,000, so if you want to go there, search up Justice for Billy TK and Vinnie Eastwood, sign and share that petition. It would be wonderful. Billy's working on a documentary at the moment called The River of Lies, the New Zealand Scamdemic, an investigative documentary, and they have an enormous team of people from around the world contributed to that, and they're just getting into the final stages of the first edit for the first episode as we speak. There's apparently going to be three big episodes about it. Our wonderful sponsor, Reopen.nz, they were kind enough to actually drop by the party that we had on Saturday and give us a nice donation. So and of course, you know, when you've got a baby, most of that donation goes to your missus. So thank you so much for reopen.nz for being there and supporting us, as well as holdenhealthcare.com, emphasis on the care. I've recently found out they had like a whole bunch of health problems, adrenal fatigue and that sort of thing, and David Holden's been helping me out immensely. So go to holdenhealthcare.com if you also have a whole bunch of health problems that the mainstream medical system definitely won't fix. The listener supported show broadcast system is what we're doing here. It's called the peer-to-peer economy, whereby we create the content for free and put it out to anybody who wants it, and those people who appreciate it donate, and then more content continues to get made. If you do not donate, less content gets made. That's basically how the peer-to-peer economy works. Rather than just making a product and selling it directly to you, you get it, and if you like it, more will be made for you and everybody. All right, so go to the Vinnie East woodshow.com/donate.html to give us your PayPal or Kiwi Bank, or become a Patreon of the band Vinnie and the Vendettas page over here, ladies and gentlemen. You have a lot of songs that we've made over the years, and we're trying to get into the studio now to try and record some of these tracks, and unfortunately the band is kind of broken up, so it's me, I'm the Vendetta now, and So yeah, we're trying to get our song, our hit song, really, really Happy Birthday, out there for people to listen to. So yeah, become a Patreon of Vinny and the Vendettas, and you'll also notice that all the music that comes us in and out of breaks and whatnot is also Vinny and the Vendettas. So that is the housekeeping done for today. Man, this is record times, like 6 minutes or something. Sorry about that, Janice. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good to be here, Vinny.
Now, you can please tell people like a little bit about yourself and what it is you do before we get into the discussion for today. I think, is this your latest book we're talking about?
Well, that's a loaded question. a little bit about myself is that my main work involves educating people about the dark side of the medical establishment, especially as it concerns pregnancy and childbirth and what they're doing to babies and mothers and fathers during gestation and childbirth. It goes deeper than that, you know, in terms of trying to help people understand that we've been sexually manipulated as well. And so we are conceiving babies with people we probably should not be conceiving babies with. And there's a lot of false unions, a lot of breakdowns in these false unions, and then a lot of pain for the parents and the children. And this just creates a sort of a roller coaster ride for everybody that's involved, and especially for the children throughout their lives. So we need to, you know, lift ourselves up in consciousness so that we can see a more beautiful way of bringing children onto this earth so that they will not be traumatized, number one, so that they will not be influenced by the dark side, number two, and number three, so that we understand the foundation of creating an enduring, loving union between male and female. So, yeah, it's a multifaceted, overarching perspective that I'm bringing. But I do think it's critical to start giving birth to children who have their spiritual capacities intact. And the only way to do that is to conceive them consciously, to prepare for them before you bring your bodies together. You bring your bodies together for the purpose of creating the children, and you bring the children in a space of love. You conceive and gestate and birth them in a space of love, not in a Luciferian occult institution called a hospital, which is going to absolutely break their link with the divine mind and cause a whole string of traumas that may negatively affect the children for the rest of their lives, not to mention what it's doing to the parents. Giving birth in a hospital is probably the number one cause of marital breakdown. because it's purposeful, Vinny. You know, they know exactly what to do to break the bonds of love between parents and their children and between the parents themselves. So we need to step out of the mind control. We need to step into the remembrance of the divine order, the divine plan, and to begin to participate in that instead of the Luciferian way that we've all been participating in, wittingly or unwittingly. Most of us are doing it unconsciously. It's time to put a stop to it. You know, so that's my thing. And, you know, a lot of people know me because I talk about circumcision, which is probably the number one satanic ritual abuse that it has caused unbelievable amounts of trauma and difficulty in male-female relationships and an undermining of the male energy on our earth, you know, a disempowering of the male energy, and we need to restore that. So all of these things that I'm saying right now, to me, are just absolutely foundationally and critically important for people to understand. So I've written books. I have 3 books that I've published. You know, one is called Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. Very powerful book that's not easy to read. The second book is about the dark side of prenatal ultrasound, because people need to understand that you are irradiating your babies when you allow them to use ultrasound. You're not only irradiating them, but you are electroshock torturing them with the technology, and this is going to cause harm to your children. And this is one of the primary tools that they are using to create infertility in the children who are coming in. And that is why we have so many young adults right now, well, who are infertile. It's not just ultrasound, it's the wireless radiation that works in combination. You know, all your cell phone apps are actually ultrasonic. So these energies work in tandem to disrupt our organs, our neurology, our brain, our hearts, everything, and especially our fertility. Because they really do want to get control of reproduction. They want to step in and take over God's role. They're trying to gain dominion over God's creation. And so if they can gain dominion over the reproductive realm, they feel they have it all wrapped up. Because no babies, if it goes their way, no babies will be coming in without being produced in a laboratory, without love being present in the conception or the gestation. And so this will create more robotic, severely traumatized, not really humans, not really beings who are not in the image of the Creator, but in the image of Lucifer. We're already there. This is already happening. And in fact, I have a webinar coming up about the dark side of assisted reproductive technologies. They used to say what it is, artificial reproductive technologies, but they go about renaming everything in order to cover up what they're actually doing, and now it's assisted. They're assisting reproduction. Actually, no, they're luring people into an artificial system that, you know, has over a 70% failure rate and causes massive amounts of trauma for the parents, and also especially for the incoming children. And people need to be aware of what they're doing. What is this game? What are these technologies? How are they going about this? What exactly is happening? You know? So I got a webinar coming up on August 15th about these technologies. So people will come to terms with the fact that you don't want to go down this route, Benny. You just don't want to go down this route. If you're infertile, get rid of your wireless devices. You know, step up and take responsibility for your life, okay? Get rid of the radiation in your environment. That's number one. Change your diet. Change your habits. Do everything that you can nutritionally and through supplements. And through cleaning up your act, getting rid of the poisons that you use, lather all over your skin and in your hair and on your lawn, you know, stop. Stop. If you want to produce children, you've got to get back into line with the Creator's design. And once you do that, you may be able to reproduce again. I don't know for sure if you will be, because your parents, unfortunately, we're foolish enough to expose you to ultrasound and also to expose you 24/7 to wireless radiation from the time you're conceived. So we all have to grow up spiritually and take responsibility for what we're doing. What we perceive as really convenient and so it, you know, modern and advanced is lethal. All of it is lethal. and will destroy our bloodlines. And that is their purpose. That's why these technologies exist, is to destroy mankind and turn us into something very, very different than we were originally designed to be. So you're very quiet, Vinny. Have I shocked you? No.
It's just I was told recently, shut up and stop interrupting your guest, Vinny. So I was going to wait till you're done. and
do that. Yes, thank you for letting me talk.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, when somebody else comes on your show, it's their chance to talk, ultimately. I remember one time I was about to say something, and then I said to my guest, no, you go ahead. And they're like, no, you go ahead, Vinny. And I was like, no, it's my show. You go ahead. All right, so let's think about the whole interlay here, because number one, what's most important in the survival of mankind? Being able to reproduce. You can't reproduce, you go extinct. All right, pretty straightforward. Now, if you are unable to reproduce and things of that nature, then that's very, very difficult, because there's only two ways to achieve immortality. One is by reproduction, and the other through narrative. And at the moment, so few people are actually fertile, and so few people know how to tell a good story. And so it just seems that the every part of the human race and the human experience has sort of had the volume turned down on it, and now you have this multifaceted spectrum of interlays that affect your health, including things that have reactions when they're combined. Like if you're drinking fluoride, that damages you. If you're exposed to Wi-Fi, that damages you. If you're exposed to Wi-Fi and drinking fluoride, that damages you a whole lot more, right? Yeah. Than either one on their own or when they're together. It's a lethal combination. And it's not just that. It's all the things that are in your environment and that are doing interlays. The people are spraying herbicides and pesticides on the sides of this road and things of that nature, which gets in your eyes or through your into your system somehow. And then that reacts with aluminium that's being sprayed from the aircraft that are overhead and whatnot. It's a huge nexus of things that you've got to be vigilant about. You don't necessarily need to be afraid, right? You just need to be vigilant about it and try and take as many measures as you can to mitigate your exposure and the harm it causes.
And this is critical for people to begin doing. I mean, one of the biggest challenges is getting people to deal with the wireless issue because they're so addicted, especially to the phones. I mean, the thought of not having a cell phone is, you know, unfathomable to most people. I haven't had a cell phone in several years, and I don't ever plan on returning to that technology. And I don't have any wireless devices in my home, nothing smart at all. I don't even have a vehicle with any wireless in it. I have a 2002 vehicle in order to avoid being irradiated when I'm driving around, you know, and irradiating everything around me. So I take extra care to try to protect myself. And we need to get this information to the young people who are the ones who will be reproducing ideally. So that is my target audience, would be reaching, you know, teenagers, all 17 and up, let me put it that way, young adults who are thinking about becoming parents. So
hold on a second there. We'll take that note up right after the break here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back after these messages. Don't you go anywhere.
Guilty.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Oh, that's a big feedback there. So we're having some issues with the audio thing. I had to take apart the studio and take it out to a party and then bring it back into the studio and try and reassemble it in the right order, and I think I failed. Apparently I'm too loud, and I don't know how to make myself less loud without being so low that nobody can hear me. All right, so my very special guest is Janice Barcello, and she's coming on to talk about all of the different things that are affecting our relationships and our biology, and that's from birth up until life, ladies and gentlemen. So listen up. So you were talking about how you wanted to get this information out to young adults in particular, Janice. Can you continue about that? And I think your webcam might be off too.
Yeah, I'll turn it back on. I didn't know you could see me, actually. Okay. Here's the deal, Vinny. We have happening in the school system right now, children as young as 3 are having pornography shoved down their throats. Transgenderism, they're being taught about masturbation and orgasm and homosexuality and anal sex. I mean, this is totally run by the Jews. I'm not going to back down on this, because it is that ethnic group that has a filthy and disgusting way of life that's been going on for centuries, and their agenda is to take this earth, okay? And part of the way they're going to take the earth, this is their plan, is to destroy the children. Right now, they're in the business of destroying the minds of the children. So when children go, and not only the minds, but the bodies, because there's Wi-Fi in the schools, and they all have their laptops and their iPads, and I mean, all of this stuff is being done intentionally, and they're being force-fed what's called sex education. You know, it's interesting, isn't it, that there's no education for young people. There has not been for decades about how to create a healthy relationship, how to prepare yourself for a baby, how to give birth gently and in love, and how to become conscious parents. There's no education about the most important thing, which is the creation of enduring family love. Every successful civilization is based on happy, healthy families. Without happy, healthy families, there is no stability, and there is no kindness or love. Everything becomes ugly and chaotic and filled with pain. And this is what we have happening right now, because sex education is designed to destroy the family. It's designed to teach young, very young people at this point, very young children, to have sex, have sex, have sex. Just make sure you have safe sex. Here, put on a condom, right? Put on a piece of rubber or plastic over your penis, and then spew out your life-creating potential into this thing. And, you know, you go ahead and flush that life-creating potential down the toilet or throw it in the trash. And if you wanted to say up yours to the Creator being all about the renewal, regeneration, and perpetuation of life, if you want to say up yours to the Creator, use condoms. And make sure you have sex with as many people as possible. This way you can disrespect yourself, you can disrespect the people you're having sex with, but most of all, you can disrespect God.
Welcome back.
Unmute yourself.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting right here on Republic Broadcasting Radio. And my very special guest is Janice Barcelo. Now, welcome back, Janice. We were talking about before the break, disrespecting the creator. And can you just talk a little bit more about that? Because I'm not sure it quite sunk in yet.
All right, let me see if I can clarify. So, in my estimation, the creator's agenda is about the perpetuation of life. Okay? When we bring our bodies together, we now call it sexual energy. But really what it is it's life-creating energy. That's what it was designed to be. But we have reduced it to having nothing to do with life, having only to do with sexual pleasure. So we've reduced it from a very sacred, spiritual, high place in creation to this very low, debased, physical-only place where it's about physical pleasure only. Okay. And so men who use condoms are clearly engaged in an act and have zero interest in creating life. They're engaged in this act only to have physical pleasure, which brings them into a very, very low realm. And also it brings them away from the Creator's design. And when they spew out, when they quote unquote orgasm, when they release their life creating potential into this rubber, plastic, whatever condoms are made of, and then flush it down the toilet or throw it in the trash, basically what they're saying to the Creator is, I have no interest in your life creating program. I have zero interest in perpetuating or continuing life. All I want is to get off. All I want is physical pleasure and as much of it as I can have. And I'm not blaming the men because the men are extremely manipulated through pornography and through what's called masculine culture, or what used to be called masculine culture. When I was in high school, the boys were encouraged to have sex with as many people as possible, even if they thought the women were disgusting. It was like, put a bag over her head, just stick your penis in her vagina, because that's what counts, is how many vaginas you can get your penis into. This was the logic in the 1970s when I was in high school. It's changing now, because now instead of putting their penis in vaginas, they're being encouraged to put them inside of anuses and to get human shit all over themselves and each other. So it's getting more and more and more into the satanic realm as things move forward, as pornography progresses into deeper and darker avenues of evil. More and more young boys are being affected by this, by the school system, by the pornography, by parents who very likely conceive them haphazardly as a side effect of fleshy indulgence, with no conscious aspiration on the part of the parents to bring forth life. So these children are damaged just from the way they're being conceived. And then it's being reinforced through the school system, through pornography. And we're at a point right now where the boys, you know, they reach 17 and they have erectile dysfunction. They can't even get an erection with a living woman because they've fix their neurology in such a way that they can only get off by jacking off to images on a screen. They've wired themselves this way. And that takes some doing. I mean, some of them are so, the wiring is so convoluted that they get off on men dressed as women. Okay? And that becomes what excites them, perhaps for the rest of their life. This is programming. All of this is programming. And all of this programming is designed to move people further and further away from possibility of experiencing love, especially enduring human love between male and female, and creating a healthy family. All of this is a way to break down the very foundation of a kind and loving civilization. So it's important for us, you know, to see it and to make a decision to stop participating in it, number one, and number two, to get this information to the young adults, because the young adults have been mind controlled, 100% mind controlled, to be promiscuous, to have sex with a lot of people, to have no understanding of conscious conception, no interest, you know, in learning how to become good parents or how to create a healthy relationship. And it's not that they wouldn't have an interest. It's that the whole education, and it's an education system that is specifically designed to stop them from reaching love, to stop them from creating a healthy family, to stop them from having any true joy in their lives, and to instead be stuck in the underworld in which they were conceived, gestated, and birthed, and raised. And we have, all of us, that were conceived haphazardly and gestated in wombs where we weren't wanted, or our parents were contemplating abortion, or I don't know. There's so many things that can happen in the womb that would take up a whole show for me to talk about prenatal trauma. Okay, and then we're birthed in a hospital. And then we are put in a crib, not breastfed, separated from our parents when we sleep. We're so flipping at the reverse end of what the natural system is. There's no possibility for us to have any coding for love. We don't even know what love is because we've never experienced it. All we experience is orgasm and the results of all of this insane and really dark and ugly sexual behavior that's having a very bad impact on all of us, but especially the children. And for the perpetuation of any civilization, this can't go on, which is why everybody's becoming infertile. Okay? At some level, all of mankind has made the decision that this has to end. And one way to effectuate an end is to make sure people can't reproduce. So people are voluntarily using their wireless devices so that they and their children will become infertile and or be so severely genetically damaged that there's no chance they'll reproduce. Okay? So many have lined up to get the COVID jab, ensuring that they'll die in the next 5 to 10 years tops, right, from the technology that's been injected into them. All this nonsense about the spike protein. No, my friends, if you were injected, you're now a walking wireless device, and there's no way you're going to live very long, especially as the radiation levels in the environment go up and they're communicating with what's inside your body. You're not going to make it for very long. You're going to develop heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, everything that comes with exposure to wireless radiation. All of these are symptoms of exposure to wireless radiation. So people are voluntarily committing suicide in order to put an end to it. At some level, even the Jews, even the most evil creatures probably to ever exist in the entire universe, are doing these evil, wicked things. Even they are working for the side of the good, because it is for the good that what is currently happening comes to an end. It is not a bad thing that many bloodlines come to an end, because these are bloodlines that are refusing to wake up. These are bloodlines that are refusing to make changes in their lives in order to bring themselves back onto the path of the Creator, back onto the divine path. And that path is outlined in a very beautiful way in the Ringing Cedars books, which I constantly talk about on my radio show. My radio show, by the way, for people that don't know, is here on RBN at 1 p.m. on Saturdays. And the Divine Path is also explicitly discussed in my 20-week parenting program, which I have coming up starting in September, right? So I take people from A to Z in terms of ideally preconception preparation. I mean, isn't that a novel idea to actually prepare yourself for an incoming child? Prepare your body, prepare your mind, and prepare your spirit to become a conscious parent of a conscious soul. You know, we have a choice as potential parents of what kind of souls we are willing to bring through us. What kind of souls are we willing to call to this earth? And we can either use that choice or not. We can become vessels for demonic energies also. How do we do that? Well, very easily. You just, you know, include pornography in your conception, and you'll be inviting demonic energies in. And they will affect your child. There's no question this is happening. So if you want, you know, what do we want? Do we want more and more physical pleasure, or do we want love? Or do we want to understand the keys to the preservation of love in our families? What's more important? What will bring us true, lasting happiness? And what will be better for our world and our civilization? More and more orgasms, people, you know, doing phone sex. You think the Creator, the loving Creator that created this magnificent world with all of this beauty and all of this goodness and all the innocent life forms all around us, okay? Do you think the Creator is sitting there watching people jack off during phone sex and thinking, yeah, go, that's great?
You know, I somehow doubt it.
Yes. But I bet you the other side is thinking, yeah, have more orgasms that way, because we feed off of it. We feed off the dark energy that you're participating in. That's what the dark forces are saying. You've got Lucifer cheering on the phone sex scene. You've got demonic forces, so many at this point, that have invaded this entire dimension as a result of sex, what we're doing, as a result of the wireless frequencies that they write in on, pornography. You know, there's so many ways that we're contributing that we could change if we understood, if we could see what we've been doing. And so listening to me is not always easy, but it is always life-changing and eye-opening, because I'm going to point things out that people haven't been willing to talk about. And I'm going to point it out in a way that you may want to start paying attention to what I'm saying, because I understand what we need to do to get back on the path to love. And it's not that hard. It's totally doable. We just got to be willing to shake off our programming. Okay, what do you got to say? Because I've been babbling, Vinny. I'm sorry.
Practical things that people can do in their daily life to enhance their spirit and prevent their bodies from being subject to infertility. What do you think?
I think the first thing to do is to change what's in your home from wireless to wired. All smart devices have to literally take a sledgehammer to them and smash them. Don't throw them in the ocean, or, you know, don't pollute the fish. All right, you must smash them with a sledgehammer or something effective, and use only wired technologies. That is priority number one. Number two, get rid of the poisons. Okay, stop using what's called cleaning products that are toxic. Start using non-toxic cleaning products. Stop poisoning your lawn. Stop poisoning your skin and your hair. Start buying organic, you know, food-based shampoos, conditioners, soaps, things that are not poisonous to you and our environment. These are very, very easy things to do. You know, start filtering the water that you use to cook and that you use to drink and that you use to water your plants. Right? Start paying attention to whether your water is fluoridated. If it's fluoridated, you know, get on the county council or whatever, or do something to get yourself into a situation where you're not lathering on fluoridated water filled with chlorine and all of this other stuff that all contributes to the toxification of our world and your genetics and your future. You know, these are very simple things. They're not difficult. Start eating organic. If you really want to stop participating in evil, stop eating meat. You know, get on a vegetarian diet. Try to make changes so that you're not participating in the destruction of life, innocent life, in any way. You know, I've been a vegetarian for a long time, but I do eat eggs, because if you're raising chickens on a farm, especially if there's no roosters and the eggs are not fertilized, those chickens are willingly sharing their eggs with you. You're not taking their life. You're not hurting them in any way at all. And, you know, in the Ringing Cedars book, she talks about only taking eggs and milk and things like this from an animal that's kind, an animal that is willing to share what they have with you instead of taking it. You know, you don't drink milk from cows whose babies have been stolen from them. Okay, these babies are tortured. They put these innocent baby cows in these buildings alone. It's just horrible what is happening to the babies, you know, the baby cows. And the mothers are in such distress at having been separated from their babies that all of this is going into the milk that people are drinking, and your ice cream and whatever else you're consuming based on the torture of animals. These are things we need to become conscious of and aware of and stop. Stop contributing. Stop participating. If you want, you know, I really do have a deep love for this earth, for our Creator, and for all the beings that the Creator has brought here to keep us company and to assist us in whatever way that they can. If you can't look at the faces of these animals and not see the kindness and the purity that exists in the Creator Himself, you can see the goodness by looking at the purity of the faces of these animals. How, you know, what kind of being would look at, for example, a lamb and think, yes, I'd like to bludgeon that lamb and eat it? Okay, what kind of creature would have that kind of thought? Only a very deranged creature. Okay, some creature that has lost a connection with the divine, absolutely, has gone mad. Humans are not designed, we're not carnivores, okay? We don't have fangs like cats. We don't run after animals and rip into them with our bare teeth and rip open their flesh, you know, and eat their raw organs and drink their raw blood, unless we happen to be Luciferians, and they enjoy doing this. Okay, that is not part of human nature to do this. It's something that we have been conditioned to do, number one, but also because we have been genetically modified with the genetics of this alien race.
Yeah, the Anunnaki.
Yeah, and the Anunnaki, actually, I talk about this on my own show, they created the Jews. The Jews are part mankind and part Anunnaki. That's what makes them so dangerous and so destructive, because they have so much Anunnaki genetics, they can turn in a minute. Just like AI, the genetics can be activated, and they can turn, even if they've previously presented themselves as good people. Be careful. Be careful with this bloodline, because there is something very, 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 very not right. And the earth has never been the same since their creation in the Garden of Eden, which I am absolutely sure was an Anunnaki genetic laboratory. That's where the Jewish people begin their story. That's when they were created, and that's when all hell broke loose on this earth with this particular group of beings destroying every single civilization that they ever went to. It's all in the Bible. And I'm not a big Bible fan, trust me on this, Vinny, but I do think the Bible has very important history of these people that we better become conscious of, not mind-controlled by Christianity, okay? Conscious. Be conscious of what you're reading. Be conscious of what these people are responsible for over the course of several centuries. Look at this. Look at the God that they're worshiping. It's the same God that's telling people to cut off the most sensitive part of their infant son's penis to create a covenant with him. And I got a bulletin for people. That's not the Creator. The Creator doesn't make a magnificent male penis with a foreskin attached to turn around and tell people to cut it off. No, my friends. That's the Creator's adversary. And that is who the Jews worship. The Jews have been worshiping evil since their inception. Their creation.
Oh, well, the wine is back, so that must mean RBN has unmuted, so it must be coming to the end of the show today. And yeah, let's think about this. Walking with God, doing God's bidding, all of that kind of thing. Look, there's a lot of ideas that corrupt a lot of people, and I think that the one thing that really ties them all together is that they have little elements of the truth mixed in with a whole bunch of lies, and it's difficult to discern what they are. Janice, thank you so much for your time today. And what's your website, real quickly, before we get cut off?
My website is birthofanewearth.com. Vinny, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Janice. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. And please go to vinnyeastwood.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. And make a donation today, ladies and gentlemen, and help support the show. We'll see you again sometime.